Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Yeah.
Me too.
Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, I just want to let you know that I'm going to try to teach at the very beginning of each broadcast a tip that I think is very useful, that would have universal appeal. And Greg Lesher's with us, and this is the debut of the first tip, and it's real short. I'm going to try to keep it like a minute long. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning, Vincent. Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready to learn.
Okay. I think this is something that everyone has had experience with, but hardly anyone has solved. Okay. Great kind of a tip, right? So here it is. How many of you have had a hard drive failure in your computer? And you go, oh, no. So what's typically done? Well, you lose your data, you buy a new computer, isn't it? Or you bring it to the computer shop, and the guy goes, it's going to be expensive. So, Greg, what do most people do when they have, you know, that they power up the computer and the hard drive, you can hear the click, 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 click sound. What do most people do you think? Do you have a feel for that?
Panic. They panic.
Okay.
I think the best thing people can do is to back up everything every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Back it up. Back it up on an external hard drive.
Okay. Yes. And so here's my solution, class. So years ago, when we had our computer manufacturing facility, customers would come in with the computers with exactly that problem. And I had a file server. Now, the file server was nothing more than a Windows computer with a few big hard drives, like four hard drives. And I would have a folder in these hard drives. These would be shared hard drives. They weren't on the Internet. This was just a PC that I called a server. It had a lot of hard drives in it. It was a bigger chassis, so it could hold four hard drives. And instead of a CD-ROM, it would have, you know, two hard drives on each one of the IDE cables, those flat ribbon cables. And it had a network card in it, and that's all it did. It didn't have a lot of software. It just was enough to run the Windows operating environment and share the hard drives. So this is what you do. You have another computer that you can put that hard drive in. And you have extra capacity on that other computer. So now you're going to put two hard drives on a computer. And you get something called Ghost. Or at least that's what I used to use. It was called Ghost, G-H-O-S-T. It was an application by Norton Computing. And what it would do is allow you to image a hard drive. So you could take an exact image of an existing hard drive and duplicate it. So let's say you're going to start out with a brand new computer. You can put Ghost in the CD-ROM drive or the DVD drive and connect to that server, that other computer that you have, which could be just a Windows computer with a shared C drive. And you could use Ghost to make an image of the computer that your new computer. So now you have a complete image of the hard drive. If you ever want to get back there, you can with Ghost. Okay. So what I do, each time I load software that I think might destroy the computer, I'll take an image of the hard drive just before I do that. So if I ever want to get back, I can. Because sometimes when you try to roll back or uninstall software, it just flat out doesn't work. All right, so that being the case, here's how you can fix a hard drive many times, not all the time, but many times, that just doesn't work. So you have to have that other computer so that when you get your hard drive working, you're going to take an image of it right then and there and save it, because it may not come back to life many more times. All you do is you take that hard drive out of the computer, the one that doesn't work, and you put it in a Ziploc bag, a tight-fitting Ziploc bag. And then you put another Ziploc bag around that Ziploc bag, and you make sure you zip it tightly. And then you put another one, three layers deep. And then you can take like a Walmart shopping bag and put it around the whole, all of those tightly zipped Ziploc bags. You do not want a lot of air, minimum amount of air in the first, second, and third Ziploc bags. Then you put the hard drive in the freezer. Mm-hmm. That's right. You put it in the freezer for several hours, even overnight, but not more than a day. Now, what that does is that really chills the electronics on the circuit board of the hard drive. And then you have your computer ready to put that hard drive in, that other computer that has Ghost on it. You put the computer on that hard drive. You keep the hard drive in the bags so that they stay as cold as possible. The drive stays as cold as possible. You use those bags as insulation. The reason you use a Ziploc bag for the first bag is to prevent moisture from getting into the hard drive electronics. Okay? And that's what the second and third bags are for. The fourth bag is just to use as an insulator when you take the bag out of the freezer. So you don't want to expose it to a lot of air, just enough to put the two cable connections on the hard drive. You power up that other computer, and you'll probably find that the hard drive works. At that point, you get a drive image from Ghost, and you put the image as one big file on the, we'll call it the server that you have, which is just another computer. Greg, any comments? It absolutely works.
I think what a fantastic idea, actually. And you know, when you think about it, too, that freezer acts as a Faraday cage, or it could act as a Faraday cage. But I would even put that in a, I guess you would call it a static resistant bag.
I've done it both ways. And if you have one of those, Class, it looks like a reflective type foil bag that electronic devices come in. So if you buy a memory, it comes in that kind of a little bag, but that's not big enough for a hard drive. But hard drives come in them, and video cards come in them, so don't throw them away. Don't throw those bags away. But yes, you can use that as the inner bag, but you still need the three Ziploc bags. But that is to prevent static electricity from damaging the hard drive. That's what that's all about. But yeah, Greg, this absolutely works. Not all of the time, but almost all the time. And there's one other trick. So if you have a hard drive, and I'm just going to make up a number. Let's say it's 320 gigabytes or 160. You get another hard drive just like that one that does work. And sometimes you can take the circuit board with just a few screws, small screws, take the circuit board off the defective one, you know, put a question mark on it with like a Sharpie marker, but not on the traces where the current flows, you know, in an area that does not have traces on it. Put a question mark, because you don't know if that works or not. Okay, it actually could be the mechanics within the hard drive. Then you swap the circuit board with the good one that you know works, but it has to be identical. Same make, model, you know, revision, etc. Swap the circuit board and then try that. So those are the two tips to recover from a hard drive. Because if you want to have that done, you can spend $1,000 or more to have somebody do what I just told you.
Now, I got one question. Can you do this on a router that is not hooked up to the Internet? Will those work doing something like that?
When you say a router, are you talking about no moving parts in a solid-state router?
Yeah, your own private net. Yeah, just a regular router that you do not have actually hooked up to the Internet, but you can have a home network.
Yeah.
Or a network between computers.
Yeah, and I have to flesh this out a little bit more. It's going to take one more minute than I had planned, but I can tell you how to do that. So back in the very early days of computers, I bought a computer manufactured by Southwest Technical Products Corporation. It was a Motorola 6809 computer, and it worked great, and it was really small, and you had to build it. You could buy all the parts, and you could build this. It was about $495. So I built this computer kit, and it worked great until one day it didn't work great and it got flaky. And what I found out was that if I, and you could use Freon back then, we can't do it anymore. Government doesn't want you to do that. But if you had a Freon can and you had a spray nozzle, and it was like a dusting kind of a, like a 12 ounce Freon can with a little, a spray nozzle on it, and you could dust off electronics with Freon. Well, what it would do is when the Freon came out of that nozzle, it would get really cold. And so what I had to do to get this computer to work when it became thermally unstable was I would spray the central processor with a little bit of Freon. It would cool it off, and it would work for about 2 minutes, and then it would get heat up, and I'd have to spray it every 2 minutes or every minute. So that's when I learned that this some computer parts, some solid-state parts, processors, memory, etc., go thermal. Well, the answer is yes. So describing what I did with that computer to make it work long enough to get my data off it, you can do the same thing with your router, but I believe that what you should do is put it in a bag, several Ziploc bags deep, zip them all up, and have the cable, you're going to have two cables for your router, right, coming out of the router, one for the power and one for the Ethernet, and maybe DSL or whatever, coax or whatever, wherever the signal's coming from, optical, fiber optics, whatever cables you need to have go into the refrigerator, yes, you can do that. And if you had to, you could probably take one of those little, like dormitory-sized refrigerators and put the router in there. And you could probably use it for quite a while. I'm talking maybe weeks until you get, you know, get it to work right. But yes, some parts go thermally unstable. When they get hot, they get forgetful and they go crazy. So the answer is refrigerate or freeze. And I think that would probably have a really good chance of bringing your router back to life.
Wow, that's a fantastic idea. That really is. I mean, you know, and a lot of data on there, especially family photos, things like that are, you know, to me, invaluable. Definitely worth preserving.
Yeah, well, we've all been convinced into thinking that these digital cameras are a great idea. And, you know, I actually have photographs from the 1940s that my parents took, and maybe even earlier than that. And they still are the same photographs. But when we take those digital images and we store them on, well, how about all those people that had the Sony cameras that would store the images on a floppy disk? I don't think any of those disks work, and I don't think any of the disk drives, the floppy disk drives, work anymore. Certainly, there's no such thing as a 5 1/4 floppy. The 3 1/2s don't work. You can't even get a PC with a 3 1/2 inch floppy drive today. So what about all those? How do you get the data off them? So you might have to. Now, I'm not saying that you should put your floppy drive in a freezer. I don't, because it's got moving parts and they're not sealed. That might be a problem. It might work. You know, if you put it in a baggie, you know, three layers deep, you might be able to put the cable, the drive cable, the power cord, and you'd have to build an extension cable for the power cord to get it into the refrigerator or freezer. But it may work. I think it's worth a try, absolutely worth a try. But don't let moisture get on the floppy disk, and, you know, so that means if you put it in the freezer, don't take the floppy out of the freezer and put it in a, you know, a drive that is not protected from moisture. So you'd have to put the disk in the drive and put the drive with the cables attached in baggies, Ziploc bags, in the freezer, and try it that way. And it may work. It may work. But I've had great success with hard drives and electronic circuit boards. All right, we'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, I got an email from Mark and Jolene, and they are... Students were in class every day, and they asked about chickens and raising chickens and generating or making your own worm pile. And so I passed that on to Gwyneth. She's going to be teaching that class on Wednesday, next Wednesday. So Mark and Jolene, thank you so much. And Greg, back to you.
Yeah, Vincent, I learned some pretty disturbing news. I heard... this week, a few days ago, and that was a story that I'd heard on True News, and it was someone was talking about the statistics from the military and the death rate of their soldiers. I think they were from the ages of 18 to 35. In 2020-21, there was an 1,100% increase in death, and in 2022. 5,000% death rate increase is expected, which is pretty disturbing. And also that there was an AIDS delivery system through a protein from the AIDS virus, supposedly in the vaccine, especially in Pfizer and Moderna. And another doctor was saying by this fall, we're going to have millions of people with full-blown AIDS. Now, if you took that one of those vaccines, I would suggest that you start getting tested for AIDS to see if you have it, or if it's on the way. And I can't really suggest what you can do about it if you do have it. But It's pretty creepy, pretty scary, because, you know, most people who have it will die of something else, whether they catch a cold, the flu, or some other virus. Without your natural immune system in place, it's going to attack you, and it'll probably kill you. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Dr. Shealy was shedded upon, and he was really, really sick. And I'm not telling you anything out of school class. Dr. Shealy said it himself. And it looked like he was in the throes of death. And he used his own protocol to pull out of it. And if you heard him this past Monday, it's impressive, absolutely impressive. But here's what he did, exactly what he has advised us to do, all of us. That's vitamin C, vitamin B complex, astaxanthin, vitamin D3, and probiotics. That's what he did. And eating good food and getting some sunshine and getting exercise. That's what he did. And he took a few more supplements that he takes anyway. But those were the no change. He has not changed his tune one iota. So he said that if you have been exposed, that's what you do. And I asked him about if you took the jab, what do you do? And he said, that's what you do. Same thing. So
yeah.
If you'd like, I'm writing myself a note for Monday. If jab, protocol. So I will ask Dr. Shealy that on Monday again. You'll be able
to hear
him say.
There's a website I'd like to give out, too. It's soul-guidance.com. And I want the students to look up something called turpentine therapy. And I'm going to personally tell you it's worked for me. It's worked for me.
Say what?
Fantastic. I've been able to, when I woke up with a morning with swollen glands, my throat hurt so bad, I had the sinus going on, and usually that means I'm going to be down for a month. And I did the protocol, and by that afternoon, I forgot I even had a sore throat. I had a little bit of a scratchy throat the next day, took another teaspoon, and it was completely gone.
Yeah. Now, I have a feeling that all turpentines are not the same class, so
do your
own research to make sure you don't poison yourself. So you have to make
it
this decision.
It must be 100%, 100% pure gum spirit.
Okay.
And if you
and
have any doubt, you can use tea tree oil, which is basically the same thing.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure both in the United States and around the world. President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds was on Newsmax overnight. He's claiming Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is not answering the questions during her confirmation hearings that must be addressed so that lawmakers will know what they need to know about how she'll serve if she's confirmed.
And if you have somebody who sits on the Supreme Court who literally cannot tell you that a woman is somebody who has an X chromosome, how are they going to rule when it comes to these matters going in front of the highest court in the land? These are serious questions. I understand the frustrations from the Republicans. And for the Democrats, this is the same party that went into yearbooks for Judge Kavanaugh, that questioned Judge Barrett's religion relentlessly. They have no problem attacking Republican nominees. We don't need to remember Clarence Thomas's confirmation or Robert Bork or Miguel Estrada. They have done this time and time again, but now they want to play with kid gloves. They're disingenuous to me. I don't care what their opinions are. We need to get to the bottom, get to the truth on Judge Brown Jackson's judicial philosophy. It matters for the future of America.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to save his flailing ruble economy. His threat to have unfriendly countries pay for Russian natural gas exports only in rubles from now on got the cold shoulder from the European nations Thursday. Several European leaders also said during the first day of their European Union summit, making such demands would fundamentally change contracts and render them null and void. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something
else. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
last day? You've got your
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you'd like to contact me, USAprepares@outlook.com, USAprepares@outlook.com, USAprepares@outlook.com. And Greg, there's one other thing that we need to mention. There are 104 nuclear reactors in the United States. And this morning there was a report that one of them in Kansas was attempted to be hacked. Everyone in the United States, is downwind from a nuclear reactor. Everyone. There's no escape. So we need to be vigilant and we need to be prepared. And you need to have food. And even the guy in the big chair said, there's going to be food shortages. Even he said it. Now, I don't believe a word he says, but when he says that, I'm listening. Okay? Because he lies about everything to put the best spin on it as can be done. But when he says something bad, I'm listening. Greg?
Yes, and I wanted to make a point. I'm not suggesting this therapy, which I talked about before the break. The only reason I mentioned this site is because it has clinical studies showing exactly what I'm talking about. Literal clinical studies on what they found that these terpenes do. And it's quite extensive. It really is quite extensive. And the lie that we've been told is that there is no amount that is safe, and they have been using it for years in medications. So I would suggest that soul-guidance.com and look up the turpentine therapy, and it goes through the different brands of turpentine and things and what could be used or what shouldn't be used. And it's, you know, when you've been told by your allopathic doctor to go ahead and take this experimental jab, and you find yourself in a situation where you might have AIDS, it's time to start looking outside the box at possible ways that you can restore your health. And I just wanted to mention that because it's something that I kind of panicked when this disease went around, you know, the COVID-19, and I got the symptoms for it. And so I went ahead and did that therapy. And since that time, I have not gotten sick one time. I have not had a cold for more than probably a couple hours or a flu. And I think I got food poisoning one evening after a meal at a restaurant. And I went home and did the therapy and woke up completely fine. Your thoughts on that, Vince?
Well, we've been telling our class to do their own research and make up their own minds.
Absolutely.
And class, right. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We listen, we read, we research, and then we decide. We just don't take one piece of information because there's so much disinformation and misinformation out there. And Alex Jones is absolutely right. Info, there is a war for your mind. There is absolutely a war for your mind. And all sides of the governments seem to be in the disinformation business. If you look at the White House press secretary, she lies all the time. You know, inflation is good. Shortages are good. It's unbelievable. Everything that comes out of the White House seems to be the exact opposite of the truth. Except I think that this one item about food shortages is probably right. Because we've been recommending that you get food right now. Actually, we've been recommending it for 10 years. And if you've been on that plan of learning how to do it and buy in bulk and store food and grow your own, you'd be way better off. So you need to do it right now, in my opinion. And I believe that's the opinion of all of your instructors here at USA Prepares. So while other broadcasts are talking about their opinions in the news, we're telling you that this is serious, and you need to act on it. What we talk about is actionable items, like start your seeds. If you haven't done it, start the seeds inside and get your tomatoes and your peppers. And I've even started corn inside to make sure that the corn seeds germinate. Literally. I've already tested the seeds, so I'm not going to waste any garden space whatsoever because I know what seeds out of what seeds I've saved are going to germinate. And I know pretty much the germination rate, the percentage. That's what you need to do. You need to have everything ready, and you need to be able to protect your food from the wild animals that will like it as much or more than you do. And they'll be up at night eating your tomatoes and peppers and everything else in your garden. Greg?
Absolutely. You can't go wrong. And, you know, and I've been a proponent for heirloom seeds from the very beginning, because I knew there was more behind what meets the eye when it came to GMO seeds. I've been reading tests on some of the tests they did on GMO seeds. They found that rats were growing hair in their stomachs. Now, I'm not saying all seeds are GMO. There are what they call hybrids, but you cannot take those hybrid seeds and replant them and expect to get a harvest out of them. Vincent, back to you.
Yeah, and here's what I do, class. Here's what I do. I save the seeds from, I take heirloom seeds, and I grow the heirloom plants, and I take the products of the heirloom, like tomatoes, for example. I'll take the tomatoes, and I'll take an example of the best-looking tomato that comes out first. So that one I want to keep, because the tomatoes that grow from those seeds will probably come out first. Then I take, in the middle of the season, the best-looking tomatoes, and I save those seeds. And then I take the ones that survive the longest through the growing season, and I get the best examples of those, and I save those seeds. And then I mark them. I put them on a piece of paper, and I let them dry on a piece of paper, and I write a small piece of paper, kind of like a sticky note size, and I write what those seeds are on that piece of paper. And they dry out right there, and then I plant them, and they grow. So at $3.50 a package or whatever they cost, you don't have to spend that. If you bought 10 packages of seeds, that's $35 plus tax, right? You don't have to support the government by buying seeds and paying taxes. You can save your own seeds, and you need to do that. And that's what we do. Now, there's some plants that, like Gwyneth mentioned, blue Hopi corn. Well, I didn't have any. So I bought some seeds, and I'm going to grow that far away from the white corn I'm going to grow so it doesn't cross-pollinate. And then I'm going to save the blue Hopi seeds. I won't have to buy them ever again. And I'm doing the same thing with the other corn and everything else. And loofah. You know those sponges that you have in the shower? You know, those natural sponges? Loofah. You can grow loofah, and Mrs. Finelli grows it, takes the innards out, the sponge part, dries it, washes it, and they last years as scrubbers in the shower. You don't have to buy them. You can grow them yourself, and you can share the seeds with your neighbors. And that's the hot setup. That's what we try to do. Greg?
Yeah, that's... I mean, you can't beat that, because... Just think, if you got enough neighbors together, the variety of seeds that you could end up with.
And we can't do it all ourselves, so you need to find neighbors with green thumbs, and that's pretty hard to do sometimes, because not all neighbors have the same values. And frankly, you know, I was talking with Kathy in Ohio was on yesterday with us. And she's on typically every other week. Kyle's on the other weeks. And sometimes Captain John Reg is on in between. But Kathy was talking about the friends that she has and the friends that she's made at USA Prepares. And she has great friends at USA Prepares. And I do too, and you do too, Greg. And we haven't met each other. But isn't that interesting? What's the difference between our local friends and our USA Preparers friends? Well, the difference is the USA Preparers friends have common threads that go through what we like, what we do, our opinions, our ideals, and our experiences. So we have more in common with our USA Preparers friends than we have with our local friends. Absolutely true.
I truly believe that. And that's why I think this school is going to be a fantastic place to meet some of these friends.
Yes, and we're going to have a in person You know, we're just a couple hundred people, not more than that at a time. I had 214 items that I wanted to talk about yesterday. Things that I suggest. It's the chapter in the book is called An Abbreviated List of Supplies to Consider as the Second American Revolution and the Second Civil War continues to get worse and the supply chain breaks more. Okay, so I have a little over 200 items, and I didn't get to a single one of them. So it's, you know, like a 22 rifle, ammo, revolver, hunting rifle, ammunition, refrigerant. Let's see. You need to have a book on canning. You need to have assorted nails, screws, nuts, bolts, and washers. You need to have a CB radio. You need to have Dr. Shuler's Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies. So some $10 on the internet. Ham radio. You need to have two-way radios, pens, paper, pencils, notebooks for writing notes and saving information. You need to have baling twine. You need to have a book on pickling. You need to have leather shoes. You need to have a shoehorn. And you need to have a spare shower control valve. I mean, it's just some of the items. Blue jeans without rips. Leather work gloves, sunglasses, fertilizer, lime, seeds for your garden, N95 masks, a blanket in the rear of your trunk of your car, an axe in the trunk, maybe. At least have one axe, right? You need to have 2x4s to secure your doors and windows with long screws so you can screw them in. So if somebody wants to come in your window when things get, out of control, it'd be real hard for somebody to climb through your window. And while they're trying to climb through your window, you tune them up with something that you have. Maybe show them the sharp edge of the axe.
We really don't know what's ahead, Vincent. I mean, today we're here in Utah. We're going to probably break an all-time record for a high this time of year. And then next week it's supposed to snow.
Right. And it's killing our animals. Five cows and calves so far this year, and we're in month three because of this nutty, crazy, violent extremes in temperature and weather.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'd love to hear Greg's comment on this. You know, there's a term called force majeure, F-O-R-C-E. Next word, majeure, M-A-J-E-U-R-E, M-A-J-E-U-R-E, force majeure. And what it means is something could happen. You could have an agreement with somebody. Let's say you have an agreement with the propane company, and so you prepay for 1,000 gallons of propane, you know, and you take delivery later on. Well, something could happen that could prevent that contract from being fulfilled. Okay, what would that be? Well, it could be a major crime epidemic. It could be a health epidemic. It could be a riot. It could be a war. An invasion, dramatic weather change. A whole bunch of things could happen that could prevent that propane company from delivering what you already paid for. But it may be more than that. It could be you could order fertilizer, or you could order some products, and you could say to your spouse, "It's okay, no problem. I got it all ordered. I talked to Jeff. Jeff said it's ordered, and we're going to get it in as soon as it comes in." But it may not come in because of a force majeure. So therefore, I suggest you heed Max's law. Max's law: buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. It's in the book. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Buy quality, pay for it, and get control of it where it's in your possession. Because if you have a contract with someone that they're going to deliver at a future date and you pay for it in advance, you haven't taken delivery. You have violated Max's law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Greg, your thoughts?
We're no longer in Kansas anymore. We're definitely no longer in Kansas anymore. You know, there was an incident that I want to talk about that happened right here in Utah. There was somebody at the state capitol that had a sticker on, and they asked him to remove it, gave him so much time to remove it. And he did. He put it in his pocket. And they called in the highway patrol, and this man had on a We the People shirt. They didn't like that. So they basically arrested him without reading him his rights, even asking for his ID. They just shackled him up and took, I guess they found We the People, and it had a Statue of Liberty on the back of his shirt, offensive in the state capitol. Now, just think for a minute. If it would have been a gay pride shirt, they wouldn't have said a word to him. In fact, they may have shook his hand and said, it's just, we're no longer in Kansas anymore, people. There is no right-left paradigm. You can't pick a side. They want you to pick a side, whether it be Democrat, Republican, or something else. You can't pick a side. All these governments have to come to an end so that basically the kingdom of God can be established back here on the earth. And it's just going to continue to get worse. And it is time to prepare, like Vincent's saying, like we've been stressing in our books. It's beyond the time to prepare. So every day when you wake up, think to yourself, what am I going to do to prepare to be on my own? Your thoughts on that, Ben?
Absolutely. And you know, you're talking about voting and government. You know, Mrs. Finelli came into the studio one day and she said, I have a letter here from the government, and they said that if we don't vote or we don't register to vote, they're going to take us off the rolls. And I said, oh, that's fine. That's fine. We're not voting because my vote doesn't count. I have no interest in being on any more of their rolls. Okay? I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm none of those. The libertarians, Bert has asked libertarians to come on the air with me, and they won't do it. They go, yeah, and then they don't do it. So I'm not interested in them. I'm not interested in any party. I'm interested in my family, our class, our instructors, our students. That's what, and our farm. That's what, and our neighbors and our friends. That's it. That's it. So I'm not identifying as any of those. And I, you know, this gal that is being interviewed for the position for the Supreme Court Justice, she's pitiful. She is absolutely, she can't define what a woman is. That's where we are today. Supreme Court Justice. Yeah. She says she can't do it because she's not a... She's a woman. She can't identify what one is. She can't give a definition. She is one, allegedly. And she can't... because she says she's not a biologist. Are you serious? This is what the Biden administration is up to.
You
these
know,
guys have lost their minds.
Yeah. Most of us in kindergarten understood the difference between a boy and a girl or a man and a woman. And this woman... they're appointing as a Supreme Justice. Think about that for a minute. Then I want you to read Isaiah 28. Isaiah chapter 28 and take it to heart because we're in those times.
Okay, class. So the takeaways are Max's Law, buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. You have to have it. And I suggest you buy food and seeds and get your garden going right now. You can go to Sam's Club and you can get vegetable cans shipped to you if you have a plus account for free shipping, 59 cents a can for vegetables in a 12-pack if you want. Right now. Right now. I suggest you consider
get all
that.
The dry goods
and there's a book called... all the dry goods, yes. And you can get pasta as well. And even though pasta is not the best, it's better than eating air. No kidding. Greg, thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.